Babe, this is amazing. I mean, you've seriously outdone yourself. Oh my gosh. You turned the bed of your truck into like a full-on bed. You threw a mattress back here, for crying out loud. You're just full of surprises. I love that we're going to a drive-in movie. I mean, I don't even think I knew they were still operating. And you found one for us. It's not crowded. The weather's gorgeous. This is like the perfect end of the week. I love it. Thank you. All right, I'm going to get settled, and you're going to concessions. Thank you, baby. Welcome back. Hot dogs and popcorn. Perfect. Let me hold those while you climb up here. Get snuggled in. Yeah, scoot over here. There's plenty of room. I need you to invade my space a little. Yes, please. So I am betting that you didn't notice, because you usually don't. But there were a couple of ladies checking you out when you were leaving concessions. I am not kidding. Babe, they started at your ankles and worked all the way up to the top of your head. And then they stopped at that hair on the top of your head and worked all the way back down. It was cute. No, I actually didn't get jealous a bit, because I thought, that's right, ladies. He's walking back to me. Sorry about your luck. First of all, they don't have you. Second of all, they don't have this set up. And you brought dinner. What else could a girl ask for? So we have hot dogs, popcorn. Baby didn't get any drinks. Do you want me to hop over and grab some? What do you mean we have some? We don't have any drinks. Oh my God, what did you do? What did you do? Oh my gosh. You broke the rule. Like the only rule posted at the front of the drive-in. You brought your own alcohol? And it's in a glass bottle. You rebel. Baby, you brought my favorite wine. Oh my gosh, and it's cold. Oh my God, you're the best. You are so wonderful. Thank you, love. So you have alcohol, and you have me in a bed. What exactly are your plans, sir? Hot dogs, popcorn, wine, and snuggles. No, I'm on board. I'm totally on board. I have one quick question, just for clarification. What if I wanted to ask for a little bit more than snuggles? Can I, like, negotiate these plans? Oh my gosh. Babe. Not that much more than snuggles. There's kids here. No. Oh my God. You're a little bit too much sometimes. It's just that I was thinking back to my very naive and innocent, sheltered childhood and youth. And babe, I don't think I've ever gone on a date to the drive-in and made out with anybody. And I kind of feel like that's on my bucket list. I feel like it should probably be on everyone's bucket list. Yeah. I mean, just sitting here with the dome light on and it's dark outside and there's wine and there's you to cuddle up to. And I mean, I hate to I hate to give everybody else one more thing to be jealous of, but we are really good at making out. Have you noticed? Like, we're so good at it. Whew. Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like we should see if that skill transfers to, like, the open air in a public forum. Not asking for, like, an exhibitionist show or anything, but I don't think anybody would be all that upset if they looked over and saw us kissing. Do you? Do you want to sneak one and see if anybody even notices? Come on, let's do it. Just. Okay, now look around. I don't think anybody saw it or cared. Well, there's always at least one movie at the drive-in you don't want to see, right? So, hot dogs and popcorn and wine and making out through that movie. And then we can just negotiate and see where the second movie goes. Because once I start... once I start kissing you, lots of other things are going to be far less interesting. I promise I won't go too far. Can you make the same promise?